Today I would like to talk with you for a few minutes, and then we're going to pray. I have in my heart, we're just going to pray one for another, for our communities, for this nation. But I have today on my heart to share with you about the keeping power of God. The keeping power of God. I was at a stage in my life, early on in life, where I thought that it was me who was keeping myself. And I failed miserably in my life, and I was reminded that it's in my strength I will fail, but it is God's strength and God's power that sustains us every day and keeps us. It is not our promises to Him, even though we feel very good when we make them, but when we fail them, we kind of go down, right? We feel very good when we say, God, I will do this and I will do this and I will do that. And it keeps our emotions up, and we go probably like half a second and then we fail. And we're reminded again that we are not able to keep promises. We are not able to do this walk that God has called us to do without Him. If we were able to live this life, God had never had to come and die for us on a cross. And there's so many Christians that think that this Christianity or this life that God is calling us to live, that we somehow will manage to do it on our own. And it's a point in our life that each one of us have to come to understand. As Apostle Paul says, no longer I live, but whom? Christ in me. And yes, Apostle Paul physically was living, but he was acknowledging in that moment that he needed Christ to live this life. How much more me and you, we need Jesus Christ to live this Christian life. And it's the keeping power of God that has been infused into our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit that me and you have the ability now, and we are empowered to live for Him. And this is the only way we're gonna live this day and age we live in. This is the only way we're gonna withstand what the future holds. It is the only way we're gonna stand strong as a Christian community. It's when we understand that it is God's power that is gonna keep us, because we will fail. It is God's power. And there are Christians sincerely that they're trying. It's not that they're just careless to the Word of God. They're trying to live this life. But ultimately, it leads them to a point when it's a yielded life to Him and an understanding from above that comes from the Word of God and spending time with the Lord that comes that says, you know what? It is Him. Because I breathe, I move, I have my being through Him. Through Him, we do all these things. And it's amazing how freeing this truth is. It is amazing how freeing this truth is. And you might be here today that going through things in your own life, you're battling your own temptations, you're battling your own sin, you're battling the failures, and you're battling your past, you're battling even your future, thinking that you will not withstand. But today, I want to remind you that the keeping power of God is available for you. And it's through Christ we can do all things, through Him. Not without Him, but through Him. And I would like to share a few thoughts from the Word of God that is written in the book of Daniel. And I would like to talk a little bit about Daniel and how the keeping power of God kept him. It was God Himself that He wanted to do what He did during those days to keep His reputation, that He was faithful, that He did not need the emperors and kings to succeed, but it was simply the power of God, the keeping power of God. And Daniel was about from 13 to 15 years old, a young boy, when he was taken in exile with the nation. And the nation was going through a rebellion. They were serving other gods. They were just living in sin. And God has allowed them to go into exile. And Daniel was a young, young boy. How many of us are here that are about 13 to 15? It's probably our kids, not even there. But Daniel was a young boy. Can you imagine the day and age we live in? I'll be honest with you, there are days in my life that I kind of fear for my kids what they have to endure tomorrow. And I'm just honest with you, and I have to fight that. I have to say, God, You're in control. We have to be reminded of the promises of God. But there comes questions in my heart, what will tomorrow hold? Even some people might be even afraid to have kids because they don't know what's going to be tomorrow. But I know who holds tomorrow in His hands, and it's Jesus Christ. And if He kept Daniel when he was about 13 to 15 years old, He can keep our children in the day of age we live in for His purposes and for His kingdom. And this is the promises of God. And that's why we're not to be afraid, but to believe Him and trust in Him that He can only do what He says He will do. I was sharing with a pastor from Florida, Karis's dad, and we were just hanging out at the bonfire when he visited us a while back, and we were just talking about our kids and how sometimes fear cripples in our hearts about the future. And you know what he shared? He says, you know what? Now we think we have control on our kids, but in reality, we never did. And this is the truth. I think that was such a liberating thought, that right now we think that everything is good because I have control, but in truth, we don't. We're just called to just bring them up in the ways of the Lord, but it's God who keeps them. It is God who protects them. It is God who saves them. It is God who's gonna lead them. And if God has kept this young man, Daniel, He can keep my kids and He can keep your kids. And that's why we are not to be afraid, but to say, God, You will carry us through. In the midst of everything that we face, You will carry us through the furnace, through the trials, through the temptations, and through persecution. Daniel withstand all of those things because God was with Daniel. God is with us today, and that's why we are to be encouraged that we will make it. You will make it. You're not gonna stand and stay where you are. It's not gonna be forever the moments that you're struggling every day, looking in the mirror and being disgusted of some of the things and thoughts and actions you're doing. But put your faith in Jesus Christ, because our life is to be lived through Christ and Christ alone. And when we have that renewed mind, and when we have that understanding that God is for us, not against us, we are gonna be changed more and more into His image and to be like you, like Him. Daniel's name means God is my judge. It was very easy for people to judge people around that area. It was very easy for all the heathens to look at Daniel, to look to other Christians around that time and say, you know, we're gonna judge you. You're not gonna worship God how He says you're gonna worship, but you're gonna do what we're gonna tell you to do. You're gonna worship the King. You're gonna worship us. We're gonna even set the rules and regulations for 30 days to do all these things. And it was a moment when Daniel, in truly in his name, in the core of his name, when his name was changed, it was that, you know what, God is my judge. Maybe people are judging you. Maybe there are people around you. Maybe your family is even judging you. But I want to encourage you, the only judgment that me and you should be aware of and interested in is the righteous judgment of God. And now, because we are covered in His grace and His mercy, we are brought into this new covenant because He died on the cross for me and for you. The judgment of God was poured on the cross for me and you to live in freedom now. For me and you to live this life in freedom. It's amazing. But deep inside, Daniel knew, you know what? If I walk before the Lord, He has the last word, and that's all what matters in my life. That's all what matters. God is my judge, not the king, not the people around me, not the family that is around me, but this truth that is in my heart, I will worry what God says about me. And today, I would like to encourage you to go to your dorms, to go to your homes, and take a piece of paper and a list and write down, what is God saying about me? And you'll be amazed what the Bible says about you. Justified by faith, son and daughter of the Almighty God, loved by God, bought by a price, children of God, generation called by His name. We are His people. And that's why we can live with hope today, because He is our God and He will keep us for His testimony. Praise God. Some commentaries think that this could have meant His name, Daniel could have meant that you were probably raised in a godly home. And that reminds me of the importance of parents and future parents that are here as students, of how important it is to raise our children in a godly home. And not only telling them what to do, but to live that Christian life. I don't know about you, but it's easier for me to say how to live, and it's a little bit harder to live that. But I know that in my strength, I will fail day after day. You can ask my wife, right? She will affirm that and three times affirm that. But in God's strength, I can do it. In God's strength. Not in your strength, but in God's strength. Also, another suggestion, you will supposedly have a strong commitment to obeying God. Somehow, somewhere, it was in Daniel's heart a strong conviction to please God. And that cannot be birthed aside from the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry. You cannot please God without the power of God giving you that desire. It is God. And the third thing, another understanding would be to present this faithfulness in the time of tests and trials before the people and before the witnesses that God is faithful to keep him in the opposition of everything that was going on around him. And I believe that somehow all three of these things were in Daniel's life. But now I would like to read with you what is written in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10 and down. And if we can open up to the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10 and down. Now when Daniel knew that the writings were signed, the writings that everybody had to bow down and worship the king for 30 days. Nobody could have prayed. Nobody could serve their own gods. But it was on purpose to get Daniel by the Persian Empire. And he says he went home. And in his upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then this man assembled and found Daniel praying, making supplications before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man without 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Median and Persians, which does not alter, meaning there is no wavering in this law. There is no wavering in this law. And he says now in verse 13, so they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day. How specific everything is. It almost seems like it was a setup for Daniel. They did a setup to punish Daniel's dedication towards God. And now in verse 14 says this, and the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself. In different words, he's like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? It actually, some people think that actually his heart went for Daniel, but he couldn't do nothing about it because he already signed into law. And it says, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then this man approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that is in the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree or statutes which the king established may be changed. So the king gave the command or the order, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God whom you serve countedly, he will deliver you. Continually, he will deliver you. Verse 17, then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own ring and signed it, that the purpose of concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his place, to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also, his sleep went from him. In different words, he could not sleep. All night he was awake, just pacing and thinking, what is going on in my life? God did not give him sleep. And verse 19 says this, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste, which means he went very quickly to the den of lions. And when he had come to the den of lions, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Because he was fearing God. Because Daniel says, you know, God is my judge. He said, I have done nothing wrong before my God. And that's why God is for me now. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him, because he believed in his God. What a powerful, powerful story. I've heard the story growing up. We've watched little movies about the story. We've read little kids' Bible stories with pictures, but there's so much truth in this story that I would like to talk to you in my conclusion about. As the worship team comes, I would like to talk to you about three things that happened in this sermon, in this passage of Daniel. Three things that even the exile did not have an effect on Daniel. Even the Persian law, the king did not have power to change these three things in Daniel's life. And I believe that we, me and you, are to pay attention to these three things that Daniel had dearly in his life. And I believe that this is going to be the strength that we're going to go forward in the journey that we have with the Lord. Daniel had discipline in prayer. Daniel had discipline in prayer. Verse 10 says this, and in his upper room, meaning he had this place. It was not just, inshallah, I'm just going to, even though we can pray always, right? But also it was a specific place where Daniel had to come and meet with God. It was a date time for Daniel that he says, I'm going to go to the upper room because I'm going to speak to my father. And he says, and his upper room with his windows open, it tells me that unashamedly he was praying. When we go to restaurants, when we go to eat, when we go our places, there should be no shame in us just bowing our heads and praying. Whatever places, unashamedly, he opened the windows, has nothing to hide. But because he believed in his God, he says, I'm going to open the windows towards Jerusalem, I'm going to pray. And this is amazing over here that he says, he knelt down. In different words, it talks to me about submission. It tells me that I'm going to submit to you. I'm going to honor you. I'm not going to do things my way, oh God, but I'm going to come under your authority, because your authority has power over my life. And as he knelt down on his knees three times a day and prayed, and it's amazing right here now what he says, and gave thanks before God as was his custom since early days. Daniel was old now. And he says that he did all these things as it was custom from him since his early days. What early days? In chapter 2 of Daniel, we can read a little bit. I believe that it was his days when he was about 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 25, 30, 40. In different words, had a custom, part of his discipline in his life. It was prayer. You know, naturally, we're not made to be disciplined and to pray. And this has to be part of our life. And we cannot do it on our own, but we need to ask God for him to help us. To help us. I fail so many times. I'm like the worst in discipline sometimes. But I have to discipline myself if I have to accomplish something. And if we can be disciplined in business, if we can be disciplined enough to wake up and to go to work, because otherwise if we come late every day, we can ask to look for another job. If we can be disciplined to know that we have to eat 3 times a day at least, how much more the discipline we need in our life to talk with Him? And not to come as a heavy burden, but it's actually fun to pray. It's actually enjoyment to spend time with Him. And it's actually such a presence, a sweet presence of God when we pray. But we need to make this a priority. We need to make this as a custom in our life. It was a custom that He did from His young age. Some of the things that my parents taught me as a young age, even though we're far from perfect, but because it was a custom and they taught me, now my wife and I, we pass to our kids. Daniel had discipline in prayer. Number two, Daniel was committed and dedicated in his service to God. And he says in verse 16, your God, whom you're serving continually. You see, even the king saw that. It's your God, not my God, it's not me, but it is your God who you serve continually. In different words, the people around him and the king was aware that Daniel did not serve God one day and the other day he was just living a life of compromise. One day he was praying and the other day he was cheating. One day he was praying and seeking God and the other day he was cursing. Even the king and people around him, they saw consistency in Daniel's life. And it says, is there your God whom you serve continually? He will deliver you. When we serve God continually, God will deliver us. God will deliver us because He loves us. Praise God. And then even in verse 20, again it says, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually. In different words, they were saying, in the moments of distress, in the moments when it was hard, in the moments when you were with the lions, is your God still alive? Will your God still save you? Because you were committed to Him, you were faithful to Him, you served Him. Is He gonna be there for you? But God saved Daniel. Hallelujah. And the third thing that I would like to mention to all of us, it says unwavering faith. Daniel had unwavering faith. Verse 23 says this. So Daniel was taken up out of the den of lions and no injury was found to him. And that's why he says right here, because he believed in his God. Because he believed in his God. What a powerful story. Discipline in prayer. Service, committing our lives to Him daily, every day. Good moments, bad moments, every day to be consistent with our walk with the Lord. And I'm not saying it's gonna be perfect. I'm not saying you're gonna just do everything right. We're gonna fail, but the righteous will fall, but God is gonna raise us up. Praise God. And the third thing is unwavering faith that Daniel had in his God. He says, you know what? Even if I'm gonna find myself in the midst of the lion roaring against me, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of my sin just staring in my eyes, trying to eat me up, even in the failures, even in the moments where disappointment comes, in the moments of depression, in the moments of the alcoholism that is trying to get a hold of my life, in the moments of substance abuse, in those moments when I'm seeing myself in the lion's place, when they are hungry and are ready to devour me. But because I have believed God, He's gonna keep me. Because I have this faith in Him that without faith, me and you cannot please Him. It is the power of God that is gonna sustain me and you. It is His power that sustained Daniel there. And it says the angel of the Lord came and shut the mouth of the lion. And maybe in my life, in your life, we need for God to come and shut the mouth of the lion to those voices that are coming against you to say, you're not good enough. You're not gonna make it. You're a failure. You're just gonna die in your sin. You're never gonna have freedom. Today is the day that these voices need to be shut up. Today is the day when me and you can put our faith in Him and say, no longer I'm gonna listen to the voices around me. But because I have put my faith in Him, because I have prayed to Him, And because I've made a decision that God is my judge and I'm gonna please God, not people. Because when you're gonna try to please people, you are gonna be disappointed. But when we please God by His power, by His strength, by His ability in us to do that, He gave us the Holy Spirit to do that. Now we can be disciplined in prayer. Not because it's a law, but it's because we love Him. Everywhere where we go, everything that we do, it comes out of love relationship because we want to talk with Him. It is also continuation of serving Him. Whatever where we are, the reputation of Daniel was that he was truly serving God. Let my reputation, your reputation be so that we always would choose to serve God than other gods. The true living God, the only God, because He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to me except through Jesus Christ. And also this unwavering faith in Him that he had. Oh, is this faith? Is this faith that maybe it's a mustard seed faith, but it can move mountains? This faith in me and you that it seems like it's so small, I can't come, I can't overcome. But is this small faith that is gonna keep the mouth of the lion shut and no poisonous things are gonna come against you? Nothing is gonna bite you. Nothing is gonna devour you. Because it is the faith in Jesus Christ that says, God, I gave my life to you and now you lead me. But even though things are not gonna go my way, I'm still gonna worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the story in the book of Daniel. Lord, if you have kept this young boy at 15, 14 or 13 years old or whatever how old he was a young boy. God, it's a reminder to us that you can keep our children, that you can keep us children. And we pray that your power of the Holy Spirit gives them a desire and hunger to love you. God, I pray that you keep them as you kept Moses on the waters when there was so much slaughter around him. But his mother led Moses to go on the water, trusting him into your hands. It is your keeping power that kept him. It is your power, oh God. And I pray that you keep our children today in the age we live in. And if there is fear crippling in parents' heart to wonder, should we even have kids? The fear that comes that what are we gonna do tomorrow? God, you're gonna take care of our children. Because it is your children. You just allowed us to have them as a gift in our lives, in our family. But they belong to you. And I pray, as you kept Daniel, you keep our kids. God, I pray that as you put a desire and discipline in Daniel's life to pray three times a day from his young age, as it was custom for him, help us, O Lord, for us to have this discipline in our life, not out of burden, not out of a law, not because we have to do it and it feels like we're gonna get weary, but God, put a joy in our heart, a joy in our heart when we talk to you. Let it be even for 3 minutes or 5 minutes, but let it be a heartfelt relationship that we live every day, putting you at the center of our lives. God, Daniel had a reputation that he believed in you and he was serving you continuously. Day after day, he was serving you. And because he was serving you, he had in his heart convictions of what you're gonna say about his life and him. And it didn't matter what people said. But in his life, it mattered what you said. God, I pray if there is people in this room that are worried about what people say around them, and the words of people are bringing them down, God, I pray that you give them understanding, a renewed mind today for us to know that what you say about us matters. And you are speaking kindly to us today, that you love us, you care for us, that you're gonna give us the ability to live this life for your kingdom and for your purpose. Lord, and Daniel, Leslie had faith in you. He believed in you, that even when he was in the lion's den, he believed that your power will sustain him.
your keeping power will be with him. God, help us to have this faith. God, help us to have this faith today. Remind us again and again that without faith we cannot please you. Doesn't matter what we do, what we can accomplish, what we can have in our lives, what we can possess, God, without faith we cannot please you. Oh, but those who put their faith and trust in you, Jesus, we find refuge in you, salvation in you. God, we find hope in you. We find forgiveness of our sins. We find joy in you because we have put our faith in you. God, help our unbelief. Help those that are struggling with faith today. Help us, oh God, for our faith not to be weary, for us not to be wavery people, but to us to be revealed today that you love us. And for this faith that comes by hearing your word, being in your word, being in your presence, God, let this faith multiply today. For believing you for the impossible. Believing you that even though in this world there are lions roaring, trying to come against us and devouring us, believing that you will shut the mouth of the lions for us to live and prosper spiritually for your kingdom, for us to see the wonders that you have promised us to witness, for us to come into a place where we can witness the power move of the Holy Spirit. God, help us. Help us, oh God, never to lose this truth that without faith we cannot please you. But coming to you in faith, Jesus, we thank you that you will multiply our faith. Even though it's a mustard seed faith, God, you will grow it. And you can move the mountains. You can move the mountains in our life. We believe in you, oh God. We trust you today. We love you today, oh God. We praise you and we lift you up because you are faithful. It is your power that keeps us. It is you, oh God, who sustains us. It is you who gives us life. And it is you who is the source of everything in our life. And we belong to you as Daniel belonged to you. And you have shown him mighty things and you have used his life. And even to the last days, you have used him to remind us of the last days. Oh God, and now we live in these days to witness your power. Let us be people that will always pray, that will always serve you, and that will always believe you for the impossible. In Jesus' name, amen. If you can stand with me, we're just gonna worship the Lord. And I don't have a particular thing that I think I've shared everything what I had on my heart, and I'll be honest with you, I think 70% of my notes I didn't even share. But I just shared my heart with you. God is for us, not against us. And when he's for us, not against us, nothing from this world can do things to us without God being involved. Because we belong to him. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. And he's fighting for you. Never give up. Don't go back, but go forward in the ways of the Lord because he is with us. Let's worship together, sing together. In a moment, we're gonna come and pray for this nation, for our community, and for God to just bless our families, our kids, and for him to do what only he can do through our lives. Amen? Let's worship him.